SBS Radio.
Almost 30 years after the first Global Summit of Women, event president Irene Natvedad says she has become a firm advocate of quotas for female executives.
I always tell the women who complain, I don't want to be on a board because, you know, of a number. I tell them, get over it. It is just a door, and we have to push that door open.
Ms. Natvedad says over her lifetime, quotas simply have been shown to get results.
I've become a quota lady because I'm old. I am tired of waiting. You know, this whole idea that if we could just get them educated, if we can get them employed, they will rise naturally to the top. Natural didn't happen. So therefore, if our children are going to have to wait again so that they could be discovered, forget it.
A new report released at the Global Summit of Women shows quotas are the pivotal reason top-performing nations have boosted their numbers of female board members. In the past 13 years, the percentage of females on boards has doubled to 21% among the Fortune Global 200 companies across 26 countries. Individually, the European nations France and Italy top the list at 42 and 35% respectively. Regionally, the Americas are second to Europe, with 24% overall. The Asia-Pacific is last regionally, at 7%. Australia leads the Asia-Pacific region, with women holding more than 28% of the board seats at top 100 companies on the Australian Stock Exchange. Ms. Natvedad says that is something to be proud of.
One of the things that we have pointed out is your male champions of change, which doesn't exist in any other country, and successfully as an organization that is trying to move the needle for women on boards, and also to have a stock exchange that's a very activist exchange, if you will, in pushing gender diversity on corporate boards. There are not many stock exchanges that do that globally as well.
Assistant Minister for Vocational Education and Skills, Karen Andrews, suggests tokenism is a real problem though.
We also need to make it very clear that appointments to board positions, senior management positions should be on merit, whether that's a female or a male appointment. So what I would say is that one of the things that we need to discuss today is the way to better prosecute the case for having women at those senior positions based on the benefit that that will provide to the business, to the organisation concerned, to the economy more broadly.
The chairwoman of cruise ship operator Carnival Australia, Anne Sherry, has also held executive roles in government and banking. She says much more can be done to improve metrics like Australia's gender pay gap, which is around 15% and has changed little in the last two decades.
It's more than just saying good things about what you want to do as a business. It's about putting in business strategy the way we think and do business differently, to include women as customers, to give women employees all the opportunities they need to really prosper in their organisations, and, in fact, to be able to create sustainable long-term business models through the idea of shared value. Practical examples where businesses, through their supply chain management, for example, have deliberately gone into communities, supported women's participation in production, and made sure that they're paid fairly for what they do as part of supply chain management.
Irene Natvedad says she hopes global leaders use the summit to learn best practice from each other.
What Australia has done is made steps that are major and that could be replicated in other countries, but it could also learn from countries like, say, Iceland and Germany, represented here at this summit, who have pay equity legislation that makes it mandatory for their countries, their companies, to put pay scales publicly so that there is no silence about what should be paid for what kind of profession. All the countries have something to learn because the problems we face are exactly the same. There's no country that has solved pay equity.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.